And now it's time for our new game, Real or Noreal, where I play with Chappers and Laura, and you can play on the way to work as well if you're not quite there yet, in the car or on the train or whatever.
To be honest.
And you have to decide whether these are real stories or Noreal, okay?
Yeah.
First one. Man dies in his sleep from breathing in his own farts. A terrible diet and room with no ventilation are being blamed for the death of a man who was killed by his own gas. There was no mark on his body, but an autopsy showed large amounts of methane gas in his system. His diet had consisted primarily of beans and cabbage. It was just the right combination of foods. It appears that the man died in his sleep from breathing the poisonous cloud that was hanging over his bed. Had he been outside, or had his windows been opened, it wouldn't have been fatal, but the man was shut up in his near-airtight bedroom. According to the article, he was a big man with a huge capacity for creating this deadly gas. Three of the rescuers got sick and one was hospitalised. Man dies in sleep from breathing in own farts. Real or no real,
Has
Chappers?
He been in here today? Because there's a real farty smell in here today.
That's not eggs.
Is that you?
No,
I know. I mean,
breakfast.
You've had eggs, haven't you? I'm going to say real. I think that's possible.
You're saying real.
Yeah.
Laura?
I want to say real as well, because you get those people who die from, you know, those fires. What is it? Carbon monoxide. Is that the same thing?
No.
No. Oh. Clearly not.
But it's gas.
Yeah, but that's kind of quite serious, whereas this is kind of meant to be kind of humorous and about farts.
Yeah, but gas can kill. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm putting in public information.
You're saying real?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I reveal this to them now while it doesn't speak?
Please do.
No real.
Oh.
Nah, both wrong. Okay. You know those Cabbage Patch dolls you used to get off the 80s? You know, you didn't buy them, you did buy them, but you supposedly adopted them, and then you had to fill in some kind of form in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you sent your doll to be repaired, sometimes what you got back was a certificate of death. And sometimes the doll was returned in a little coffin suitable for burial. Which would lead to one slightly broken-hearted child. Real or no real?
Go on, you can go first, Laura.
I think that's real.
That's what have I got to say? No real. That's not true.
Chappers is correct. It's no real. Okay, one more.
It's tense.
On the 24th of March, 1975, 50-year-old bricklayer Alex Mitchell of King's Lynn in Norfolk died while roaring with laughter at one of his favourite TV shows, the comedy programme The Goodies. The skit that precipitated Mitchell's fatal fit of glee involved a kilted Scotsman's flailing away with his bagpipe and a vicious black pudding intent upon attacking him. Mitchell was unable to stop laughing, and after 25 minutes of uproar, gave one last tremendous belly laugh, slumped on the settee, and died, said his widow, who witnessed his passing. Mr. Mitchell had expired from heart failure after watching his favourite show, The Goodies. Here's a clip of The Goodies. You sound rubbish. You'd die in your sleep from that. Okay, so, man dies in his sleep after watching hilarious TV comedy show.
Real.
Died from laughing whilst watching it. What do you think? Not in his sleep. Real or no real?
Real.
You think that's real?
Seriously? Having just seen a clip of The Goodies. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's real too. That's very funny.
That is a real story.
Yes! Bill Oddie was in The Goodies, wasn't he? So
yeah.
That man was killed by Bill Oddie.
Yes, he was. Right, so there we are, the end of Real or No Real. Chappers, you are the clear winner. 2-1.
I can spot a scam.